This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Today we're talking about why drones that charge on power lines may not be the best idea. But before we get into that, Google has finally launched its long-awaited Find My Device network after teasing it at last year's I/O event. The technology leverages a crowdsourced network of over a billion Android devices to help people locate lost gadgets with a basic functionality in line with similar offerings from Apple and Tile. It rolled out Monday to Android users in the US and Canada, with a global release coming soon. Once installed, people can use the app to locate compatible Android phones and tablets. The tool will cause them to ring at your command, and their location will pop up on a map. This map data works even if the items are offline. Pixel 8 and Pixel 8 Pro smartphones will appear on the map if they're powered off or if the battery is completely dead. That sounds pretty handy. The technology isn't yet available for everyday items, but that's coming soon. Bluetooth tracker tags from Chipolo and Pebblebee will get integrated into the Find My Device app in May. This will let users locate just about anything, including car keys, purses, wallets, and, hopefully, wandering felines. The upcoming tags are being built specifically for the network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Battery life has long been a key limiting factor in drone use, although there are commercial models that can stay aloft for 45 minutes or longer on a single charge. Being able to keep drones in the air for longer would be helpful for many purposes. Researchers at the University of Southern Denmark have been working on that issue for several years by developing drones that can recharge directly from power lines. This time around, the scientists attached a gripper system to a Taro 650 sport drone, which they customized with an electric quadcopter propulsion system, an autopilot module, and other components. When the drone's systems detect that the battery is running low, the device employs its camera and millimeter wave radar system to pinpoint the closest power line, as New Atlas notes. The drone then flies up to the power line from underneath, using a pair of inward sloping arms to guide the cable into the gripper. An inductive charger pulls current from the power line. When the battery is full, the gripper opens and the drone continues on its way. At the outset, the idea is for drones that inspect power lines to use this charging system. The researchers first showed off a self-charging drone that tops up its battery from power lines in 2022. This time around, they improved the gripper system and demonstrated a real-world use case for the tech. In a paper they're presenting at next month's IEEE International Conference on Robotics and Automation, the team described the project as, to the best of our knowledge, a first-in-the-world system with the ability to sustain operation throughout many inspection-slash-charging cycles powered by energy harvesting from power lines in a real outdoor environment. In arguably the most successful test, the drone stayed aloft for over 2 hours through 5 cycles of power line inspection and charging. Drones have been used for years to monitor and inspect power lines. They're particularly useful in remote areas, such as mountaintops, where examining power lines manually is a tough ask. Still, it's hard not to feel a little uneasy about drones clamping onto power lines. If anything goes wrong and a drone somehow ends up damaging the power line, an entire region could lose electricity. Charging pads for drones exist and may be a safer option, but they'd require extra space for infrastructure. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Lawrence Bonk and Chris Holt and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Thank you. Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.